Good day. November 10th. This day I'm staying at the Wusum Hotel in McKinney, since I'm still catching up on a lot of stuff and keeping records and what have you. I do enjoy their breakfast there. They have bisop, and bisop is the Wolof word for hibiscus juice. And Wolof is the spoken language in Senegal, but they keep calling it bisop in Sierra Leone as well. So it's an extraction of the hibiscus, and it is also made in a warm form as well as a cold form. I like the cold form because that's mostly what I've had. It seems to have a lot of good qualities. Anyway, while I think of this, I haven't mentioned it yet, but the two non-profits that are mentioned on the website, they certainly have a purpose. And you have a donate button on the website that you can directly donate any funds to if you are so inclined. I can see by traveling through these countries that the need for what those two organizations are doing is absolutely amazing, and it would be a good thing for any contribution they can receive. If you were to do that, then the funds go directly to those organizations. I have no involvement in that part of it. So today is taking it easy, so I can even take a swim because they have a swimming pool, which is actually clean, which is a nice thing. So I ran into a person called Remy, and Remy is half French, half Algerian, even though he doesn't honor the Algerian side since he's not living there and does not have an Algerian passport. He is 27. And he's working in Guinea, not in Sierra Leone. He's on vacation from his work in Guinea. And he's working for an NGO. An NGO is a non-government organization. So generally a charitable organization of some sort. And the Wusum Hotel is a big center for people that have a lot to do with charitable organizations. It's absolutely astounding how many signs there are of properties that are involved in some kind of charities and what have you. There's also a bunch of vehicles running around in the same vein. So the world is paying attention to Sierra Leone, even though they are trying to do things themselves. They also have bauxite and gold. And I have been driving by areas where that they're subjected to that. And it's hard to get a handle on it by just spending a few days driving through on how that all really works. But it's my impression that from information that people that work with that stuff, that 80% of the bauxite, the raw bauxite, is being shipped offshore and not being refined in Sierra Leone. So not sure how much wiser they get from all of that. Other than that, he was a nice kid to speak with, and his time in Guinea is coming to an end, so he'll be trying to figure something else out, which I guess he's going to wait for his girlfriend, who happens to be in Jordan. And all this stuff is so very worldly, and it's fun to run into those people that do all these different things. Of course, somebody's got to do it. Well, thanks for your interest, and thanks for coming along. Tomorrow, we're going to make it to Freetown. Thanks so much.